Hey everyone, this is Chris Linskins from the Marquette Wire Sports Desk bringing you an update on Marquette women's soccer over the past weekend. The Golden Eagles entered Sunday's matchup against Villanova after coming off a 7-2 roasting of the Creighton Blue Jays at home on Thursday night at Valley Fields. Despite showing nothing but smiles after a feel-good win, Coach Roeders had a few thoughts of improvement for his team to improve on Sunday.
I have to be a little bit disappointed the way, you know, we let Creighton score, you know, their first goal on a set play. But then we came right back and, you know, within a minute we scored and made it 3-1. You know, I thought we had a couple of spells maybe at the end of the first half, beginning of the second half, where again, we didn't really have the game under control, and that's not to discredit Creighton, but I thought we could have done a little bit better job. You know, but as we move forward, you know, we were able to score a few more, and you know, we're able to give a lot of players a chance to contribute tonight.
After upending Creighton, Marquette entered the contest versus Villanova 5-5-1, while Villanova entered the contest with a record of just 3-5-2. It turns out the Villanova Wildcats had no answers for Marquette, as Marquette outshot Villanova 5-1 before their first and only goal that came in the 19th minute off of a Liz Bartels goal from the left side of the box. Bartels' goal was her third of the season and gave Marquette a 1-0 lead for good. The goal was assisted by true freshman forward Ellie Beard, who is off to a terrific start to the season with two game-winning goals paired with her first career assist on Sunday. I spoke with Liz after the game and got a chance to hear her thoughts on the collective team victory.
It's a really nice feeling. Our team like prides itself on being really possession oriented and bringing our game onto the opponent. I think we did a really good job of that tonight, and our defense was really strong and stayed as a unit and got us shut out.
On Monday, Bartels was named the Big East Offensive Player of the Week, while teammate JC Germeyer also received Big East Weekly honors. From the Marquette Wire Sports Desk, I'm Chris Linskins.